Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. Those who are listening live online on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone at 818-301-5834. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live on blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. It's a great day today. It's sunny out. We're going into the weekend. And things are looking bright for the weekend, right? I know I usually have a weather report for you guys. I usually kick out there, but to be honest with you, which I do all the time, I don't have one. I hadn't looked at my phone to get one. I hadn't looked online to get one. None of that stuff. I mean, I'm just happy to be on the show, right? We hadn't had a show in almost 2 weeks. But I see you guys still love me. Y'all still love me. And I really have to say that the last two days, I've been jumping around so much trying to, I got me a new phone, and, you know, whenever you get a new phone, y'all probably experienced this. When they take your contacts from one phone over to the other, you know, that always get screwed up somehow, right? That always gets, something happens right there. So I lost a bunch of my contacts, right? So I've been telling people just to send me a text or email or something saying, hey, this is such and such, this is my number, and send me your phone number, guys. Because I don't have some of them anymore. I'm sorry. Some people I've gotten together with, and I was able to grab, you know, them and ask them to send me a text so that I could get their number. And, so that's the way it is. So, and I apologize for it. You know? I apologize for it. So, anyway, I'm having a few technical difficulties as far as that goes. But other than that, you know, I'm doing pretty good with getting everything out there, okay? I'm getting better. I just have to learn a few more things, and I'll be able to pump that out, right? So I'm going to see how that works. It's driving me up the wall, but at the same time, you know, that's the way it is, right? That's the way it is. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are right now on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis through my show page and on Blog Talk Radio. Okay? If you guys could do that for me, I'd appreciate it. And I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account. You can search for The Frank Williams Show. Search for The Frank Williams Show, and you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show, and you can listen to episodes through there as well. Now, I also have a Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And that's your workforce, right? So, guys, I'm excited to be here, and I hope that you are. I hope that you guys miss me a little bit. But, again, I apologize for all the time I've missed. I've had a great time. I did some things with the family and also some personal things, and I've had a good time. But I missed you guys as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and talk about today's episode. Today's episode is titled, What is the Meaning of Good Friday and Easter? Okay, what's the meaning of Good Friday and Easter? When you think about it, a lot of people, you know, you'll be surprised about how many people that do not know the meaning of Good Friday and Easter. You know, of course, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people look at it as a holiday, and it is a holiday for a lot of people, including myself. Okay, and then Easter. Easter was always celebrated by, you know, I don't know how to. And before I go on, let me say this before I get into the meat of the show, is that I'm not any kind of pastor. I'm not any kind of theologian, whatever you want to call them. I'm not a Bible reader, okay? I have read in the Bible, okay? But I'm not a strict Bible reader, right? A lot of times I go there and look up today's message, okay? It's got the Bible that I have has a message for each day of the year that, you know, kind of guides you through. It's amazing. But so I used to, because I don't do it as often as I should, and I should get back into it. But that was a great, a positive input into my life every day that I read it. Anyway, okay, I didn't read it every day, but every day that I read it, it was something positive being jolted into my head, okay? The more positive that you put in there, where you think going to come out? Positive, okay? And the more negative that you put out or that you take in, what's going to come out? Negative. That's common sense, right? So I try not to put a lot of negative. I try not to put more negative into my brain than I do positive. I try to put more positive, and you guys should do this too. Try to put more positive into your life than negative. That's what this show is all about. You all are going to be surprised as to how many people do not know the meaning of Good Friday and Easter. And, you know, and don't be ashamed. You may not know. But that's what the show is for, right? Okay? Oh, and I like to give out information teach or whatever I can do to help someone else, right? I'm gonna start off with Good Friday, okay? And this comes from Wikipedia, all right? Wikipedia. I don't know what the correct pronunciation is there, but it's a free encyclopedia, right? Wikipedia. I guess it's World Encyclopedia, okay? So Good Friday. What is Good Friday? And Wikipedia says Good Friday is a religious holiday. And this being quoted straight from Wikipedia is not coming from my brain, okay? I'm just putting it out there, all right? It comes straight from Wikipedia. You can go look it up and read it word by word with me if you want. All right. Now, Good Friday is a religious holiday observed primarily by Christians commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death at Calvary. Okay? So, you know, adults should know that Jesus died on the cross. Right? And that's what they call the crucifixion, okay? They crucified him on the cross. Now, the holiday is observed during Holy Week as part of the, forgive my pronunciation here, but I'm not a theologist, Paschal Triduum, on the Friday preceding Easter Sunday, and may coincide with the Jewish observance of Passover. It's also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday, or Easter Friday, though the latter properly refers to the Friday in Easter week. And then it goes on to say, based on the details of the canonical Gospels, the crucifixion of Jesus was most likely to have been on a Friday, the day before the Sabbath, okay? And that's in chapter 19, verse 42, okay? The estimated year of the crucifixion is A.D. 33, okay? By two different groups, and originally as A.D. 34 by Isaac Newton, via the differences between the biblical and Julian calendars and the crescent of the moon. Okay, now they're getting into stuff that I don't know anything about. But that's what Good Friday is. And it says more. A third method using a completely different astronomical approach based on a lunar crucifixion, darkness, and eclipse model consistent with Apostle Peter's reference to a moon of blood in Acts chapter 2, verse 20, okay, points to Friday, 3 April, A.D. 33, okay? So that's how Good Friday came about. Okay, and Good Friday is a widely instituted legal holiday now in many national governments around the world, including most in Western countries, as well as in the 12 U.S. states. So that means there are almost 40 states that do not observe Good Friday, okay, in the United States. It says as well as in 12 United States states. Some governments have laws prohibiting certain acts that are seen as contrasting the solemn nature of the day. So last year, Easter Sunday was May 3rd on the East Coast. It says in the Eastern Hemisphere, I guess, I don't know what the Eastern Hemisphere is. The Western Hemisphere was March 29th. I don't know. Now, in 2014, it's in the Western and Eastern Hemisphere, they're both on April 18th. In 2015, it's going to be April 3rd in the Western Hemisphere and April 10th in the Eastern Hemisphere. So I don't know what it'll be for us next year. I guess we're the Eastern. I don't know. So anyway, but that's what Good Friday is. Good Friday is the death or the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross. Okay, and so that's why we're celebrating. Jesus, although they say we shouldn't celebrate it, but we treat it as a holiday and all this stuff. A lot of people do celebrate Good Friday, you know. So let's go to Easter. We got a few minutes left in the show, so let's talk about Easter. Let me grab this here. Easter. Now, Easter is known as, this Wikipedia. It was derived from Hebrew, right? It's a festival and holiday now celebrated both by Christians and non-Christians that was instituted to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the third day after his crucifixion at Calvary, as described in the New Testament. Easter is the culmination of the Passion of Christ, preceded by Lent, a 40-day period of fasting, prayer, and penance. Okay? So Easter, Good Friday was the death of Jesus Christ, okay? And then 3 days after was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that was when Jesus Christ came back, okay? They say he rose from the dead, right? 3 days later, 3 days later after his death, after they crucified him on the cross. 3 days later, he comes back. He was resurrected. So, and Easter is followed by a 50-day period called Eastertide, or the Easter season, ending with Pentecost Sunday. Now, that's some Pentecostal stuff and all this, but I've never known us to do that, you know. But it's pretty weird how a lot of different people celebrate it or do things to celebrate the death and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then the last part of Wikipedia says the last week of Lent is called Holy Week, and it contains the days of the Easter Triduum, including Maundy, Thursday, also known as Holy Thursday, commemorating the Last Supper and its preceding foot washing, okay, as well as Good Friday, commemorating the crucifixion and death of Jesus. Easter, like I said, is followed by a 50-day period called Eastertide, okay? And, you know, they say Easter is a time for eating, a time for feasting, and that's what happens. A lot of people cook big dinners. We're going to a big dinner, and it also says that. And check this out, because this is funny because I saw this the other night when I was on the way to work. It says the First Council of Nicaea established the date of Easter as the first Sunday after the full moon following the March equinox. I don't know what the March equinox is. I have to look that up. But what's today? Thursday? So Tuesday night, I was on the way to work, and it was a huge, bright full moon out Tuesday night. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was huge and bright, full moon. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was sharp edges, just bright full. So we've had that full moon. So now that's why Easter's coming here soon. It follows the full moon. Wow. Now that you know, that brought that together, right? For me, because I saw that full moon the other night when I was on the way to work. When I got to work, I was asking everybody, did y'all see how bright the moon was tonight? That was Tuesday night. Now I know why. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. Love you guys. Glad to be back. Now, I won't be on the show tomorrow. I know. I won't be on the show tomorrow. But I will be back on Monday, okay? I'm going to try to do the show Monday morning, 10 a.m., okay? Thank you guys for joining me today. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys on Monday around 10 o'clock. Take care.
Fun.